If it looks like you're running late for a meeting and you're actually running as well, then your phone will say, I don't want to take any calls at this stage.
Context awareness is almost here. This is Future Lab, the online radio series from Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. The hard and soft sensors in your gadgets and all around you are poised to do more than just offer information. How about anticipating your needs? People who research computing have been seeing this for some time, and that is the development and actual deployment of context-aware devices. When you go to a shopping site and sign in, and the site has recommendations for you, that's the sort of thing we're talking about. But how about a handheld device that knows you're driving, where you are, and that there's a traffic jam on the highway before you even arrive at the on-ramp? And these capabilities are only the entry-level things that researchers envision. Michael Johnson has more.
Smartphones and smart computers are a part of our everyday lives. But if we really look at them closely, we may know our devices better than they know us. They're terrific tools, depositories of data, no doubt, but how aware are they? Well, computer researchers are looking at this very situation by way of a project called SENS, or Socially Enabled Services for Mobile Devices. Lakshman Krishnamurti is a senior principal engineer at Intel, and he's given a lot of thought to how social behavior and smart devices intersect.
And I think for us, the big goal is what happens when the device really knows you. It knows your situation, it knows where you are, it knows what you're doing, and what wonderful experiences we can create for the end user, for you, if the device really knew these things. And that's the big question.
So let's say I just got off from work, and I'd like to meet a few friends, see if they're available to watch the game at my house tonight. As I walk to my car and checking my current mobile device, I can see it's not going to be of much help. If our mobile devices were contextually aware, I wouldn't have to call my friends individually. I could see that Bob is still at work, or that Randy is left for home, and that Sylvia's on a run, and that I should have started my trip home 20 minutes ago because there's been a major accident on the freeway that I usually take. So now your device has to really not just be smart, but contextually aware, using the information it can gather through its camera, microphone, GPS location, and use that information to help you. Software engineers like Henry Bruce are working on the computing foundations that are beginning to enable this context awareness in mobile devices and social applications. He's part of Intel's Software Pathfinding and Innovation Team in Hillsboro, Oregon, and explains how Intel is developing the framework for socially enabled devices to work.
A user may have a movement sensor on them, and what the context-aware framework can do is take data from that, process it to work out, are you standing or are you sitting, and that converts sensor data into more useful information, what your physical activity may be, and then that's reflected in the avatar. So I guess the philosophy is to break down the components so that they can be reused in different usages. So in a context framework, you have components that provide context. So that might be from a web service that gives you the weather or traffic information to platform sensors like accelerometers, light sensors, etc. So when people want to use that data, it's already there for them. If they want to switch from a usage that's more about how are you moving, what are you doing, to maybe how you're going to be planning your day. So there will be a framework there that can bring all this data in and then perhaps combine it to make more useful data. So if it looks like you're running late for a meeting and you're actually running as well, then your phone will say, I don't want to take any calls at this stage.
I like to think of it as this sort of extra dimension that you can add, both in the real world and also in the digital world.
That's John Cross Newman, an industrial designer in Intel's People and Practices research group. He says that as we look at the world around us, literally through the lens of our enabled devices, we're presented with an extra layer to the real world, and the digital world as well, an augmented reality that can give us new ways of interacting with our environment and with ourselves.
So in the real world, context awareness can provide you with this kind of digital overlay, which we've seen beginning in sort of augmented reality applications, where you use the camera on your mobile device to see new information in the real world around you. So it provides this kind of extra layer to the real world, but it also provides an extra layer in the digital world, which I think is really interesting. So any piece of data you have, whether it's a song or an image that you've captured, you now have this additional sort of layer of metadata that provides the context around which you came about sort of obtaining that. So, you know, when was the first time you heard this song? Do any of your friends have this same song? You know, when did you listen to it with them together? If you have an image, you can begin to look at where were you? What were you doing when you took that image? Who were you around? What were sort of the events that led up to the capturing of that image? So it really provides you this sort of narrative or context around the data that you have. It really adds this sort of richness that I think begins to push the media beyond sort of how we were using it in the analog world and really begins to explore sort of the full potential of what we can do with it in the digital world. The other thing, if I can add something, is if you have this sort of rich pool of metadata around the media and the communications, the status updates that you've done, the metadata provides a really interesting channel to sort of search and begin to parse that information. So I can now search based on activity or around people, you know, just a whole new ways of sort of searching and sort of accessing that information.
In the SENS project, Newman and other researchers at Intel have developed a prototype mobile interface that abstracts the context of the mobile device user into an avatar, like the 3D avatars that we see on gaming devices like the Xbox or the Wii. And they're focusing on how one's contextual information can be mapped or mirrored into a real-time dynamic profile image. At a recent Research at Intel Day presentation, Wendy March from Intel's IXR, or Interaction and Experience Research Lab, conducted a real-time demo of the interface.
If you kind of see this as the device, and this is my avatar, this is Wendy, and at the moment you can see that I'm surrounded by people and I'm kind of browsing on my device. If, for instance, I was to kind of be instead actually on the phone, my avatar would change to reflect that. So my friends would see on their devices what I'm doing. And that would enable them to make decisions about, is this a good time to reach me? What am I doing? And just kind of know what your friends are doing. Like, are they having fun? And maybe they're doing something I'd like to join them in.
So it can be very practical, but it can also become this very engaging way to create interaction and encourage interaction in between people. So on the flip side, if I see that you're sitting at home and you're bored and you're watching TV, which isn't something that you would normally update your status with, because usually you don't want people to know that. But if I see that you're doing that, then, you know, I can shoot you a message and say, hey, what are you watching? Let's watch something together. Why don't we not watch anything? Why don't we go out and do something? And so it becomes this sort of catalyst to really get people to engage and interact with each other.
Once again, Lakshman Krishnamurthy.
So context awareness has been around for a very long time. And as the computing abilities have improved, it's been possible for us to start putting these algorithms on smaller devices and start doing things with it. And I kind of see a path here where we do simple things that start helping you. When you're in a meeting, you don't get calls, right? It's possible to do those kinds of simple things. It's much harder to figure out who's with you. Are you sitting? Are you standing? So as technology and as compute power becomes available, the devices will get smarter. And so I kind of see this sort of notion of context awareness as beginning to have usage today. Applications like I can find my lost phone, location-aware services, these are all beginning to happen. And that's kind of like early voice recognition. And then over a period of time, as devices get smarter, I think we will start seeing this type of behavioral ability that devices will subsume. As far-fetched as these things might sound, I think it's indeed possible for us to create devices that begin to behave in ways that help you in your everyday life rather than being distractions or sources of accidents. And I think this is the ultimate vision of context awareness, that I think will fundamentally transform the way we work with devices and other forms of computing.
For Future Lab, this is Michael Johnson.
That's our show for today. Future Lab is the online radio series from Intel Labs. You can find photos at Flickr. Just use the search terms Future Lab and Intel to find them. You can also listen to other Future Lab shows at iTunes and at connectedsocialmedia.com. Intel Labs is at intel.com/research.